Bobby looked at her with growing despair. Carol had told her everything, all of the truth, and it made no difference. No difference. God.
There is a dangerous adult in this room, Ted said, but it isn't me.
She looked first uncomprehending, then incredulous, then furious.
How dare you? How dare you?
He didn't do anything, Bobby screamed. Didn't you hear what Carol said? Didn't you shut your mouth, she said, not looking at him. She looked only at Ted. The cops are going to be very interested in you, I think. Don called Hartford on Friday before I asked him to. He has friends there. You never worked for the state of Connecticut, not in the office of the comptroller, not anywhere else. You were in jail, weren't you?
In a way, I suppose I was, Ted said.
He seemed calmer now, in spite of the blood flowing down the side of his face. He took the cigarettes out of his shirt pocket, looked at them, put them back.
But not the kind you're thinking of.
And not in this world, Bobby thought. What was it for, she asked, making little girls feel better in the first degree?
I have something valuable, Ted said.
He reached up and tapped his temple. The finger he tapped with came away dotted with blood.
There are others like me, and there are people whose job it is to catch us, keep us, and use us for, well, use us. Leave it at that. I and two others escaped. One was caught. One was killed. Only I remain free, if, that is, he looked around, you call this freedom.
You're crazy. Crazy old Bradigan, nuttier than a holiday fruitcake. I'm calling the police. Let them decide if they want to put you back in the jail you broke out of or in Danbury Asylum. She bent, reached over for the spilled phone. No, Mom, Bobby said and reached for a don't.
Bobby, no,
Ted said sharply. Bobby pulled back, looking first at his mom as she scooped up the phone, then at Ted.
Not as she is now, Ted told him. As she is now, she can't stop biting.
Liz Garfield gave Ted a brilliant, almost unspeakable smile. Good try, you bastard, and took the receiver off the cradle. What's happening? Cried Carol from the bathroom. Can I come out now?
Not yet, darling, Ted called back. A little longer.
Liz poked the telephone's cut-off buttons up and down. She stopped, listened, seemed satisfied. She began to dial. We're going to find out who you are, she said. She spoke in a strange, confiding tone. That should be pretty interesting, and what you've done. That might be even more interesting.
If you call the police, they'll also find out who you are and what you've done, Ted said.